And now, overlooking Scottsdale from high above in the Camelback Tower, the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce Podcast. Local business leaders, business topics, events, and everything Scottsdale. And now here's your host, the president and CEO of the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, Mark Stanton.
Well, hello, Scottsdale. So glad you could join us today. Very happy to be here and welcome a business leader. And by the way, there's a cool snap in the air, which means fall is here upon us. And oh my golly, we'll be at the holidays in no time. But today we're very, very fortunate to have a family business, a longtime family business. 50 years, in fact, this company and family has been working in the Valley and headquartered in Scottsdale, and we're very thankful to welcome Cactus Flower Florists and their president and owner, Mr. Eric Luoma. Eric, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here in my Scottsdale home. It's wonderful.
Good to see you. Thanks so much. You know, 50 years, that's a huge milestone. Can you give us a snapshot of the beginning of Cactus Flower 50 years ago and then bringing us to today?
Absolutely. It's a good story. 50 years ago, I was a four-year-old boy, and my family moved out here from Michigan and Utah, and I'm thankful that they did because I got to grow up in this wonderful place. So I was born here, and one of my sisters was born here as well. The other one was born in Salt Lake City, she's my partner in crime. She and I run Cactus Flower now. And back then, Scottsdale was a pretty small town. A lot of horses, a lot of nothing else going on. I think there was maybe 60 or 70,000 people in the whole of the city. And we're fortunate that our mom opened a little flower shop at Scottsdale Road in Shea, and we started working in the flower business there. And back then, it was pretty much desert all the way around us. We could see the McDowells right out the front door, and oddly enough, the city council approached my parents and said, "Hey, we don't really foresee a lot of people moving north of Shea Boulevard. If maybe you could." Maybe you could do the post office too. Could you run the post office? So mom and dad said, "Yeah, we'll run the post office. That makes sense." And so we did. So we sold stamps, we mailed packages, we sold flowers, we sold cards conveniently because people come back then. I don't know if you know this. The internet had not been invented yet.
Oh.
So so we did we were the post office and the flower shop. So we were kind of the main mercantile in Scottsdale. It's kind of a nice way to grow up on a crate selling stamps and mailing packages for people. People actually back then legitimately would ride up on their horses, and we would they'd bring their packages in, we'd mail them, or they'd pick up some flowers, we'd strap them to their saddle horns and send them on their way. It was small town living.
And now give us a snapshot of where Cactus Flower is now.
Cactus Flower right now is five locations around the valley. We have stores in five different cities, and it's a whole lot of fun. We've got amazing employees. We've got some great business, and we have the www thing going with cactusflower.com, and it's a whole different business than it used to be, but it's still a whole lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, you have been a instrumental part of how this city has grown and how the valley has grown, and you're a testimony to family business, entrepreneurship, and building up a quality of life for the community. Because frankly, between all the proms and the weddings and the milestones that you've helped provide for so many people, you're endeared. Your purple trucks travel all around the valley. Love seeing the purple trucks. So now, and by the way, I should say you are a Sterling Award-winning business from the Scottsdale Area Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was very, very nice.
And you continue to be very vibrant in your engagement and your support for the community and what you do. Give us a quick story about you are a delivery company by trade, mm-hmm. Coming through COVID, and what you learned from that, and where you see the business moving forward.
Well, you know, going on the community side, it really started with my mom Sharon and my dad Fred saying, you know, you've got to give back to your community because these are the people that supported us through the last many years, and you need to give back to your community. So it was always a big focus on growing up and doing the right thing, being part of the community. If you're going to be doing business in the community, you need to do the right thing by the community. So that was always driven very, very solid from mom and dad. And we try to keep that going. With COVID, I mean, it was a big challenge for all of us. We didn't know how things were going to shake out, what we're going to be doing. But fortunately, Cactus Flower also sells and delivers wine and gourmet baskets.
Amen. Now we got a player. Brother. Now we're talking. Now that's a business shift right there. Good.
So we were considered an essential business. Because you sell booze, it makes you essential. That makes sense, right?
Yep. Right. Absolutely. I'm seeing that across the board.
Yeah. So we're the only flower company in Arizona that sells and delivers wine and champagne and does all these great things. So we were the only flower shop open for months. And it was very helpful for us, great for our employees. We were able to keep everybody employed and keep things growing. And that's a testament to how we try to stay ahead of the curve and with everybody. And we started doing the wine and beer a couple years before COVID. It wasn't a COVID thought. Except for when COVID was going on, we thought about it a lot. And so it's good that we made it through COVID. And fortunately, the flower community also made it through COVID because we couldn't do it without all of our other friends out there in the flower world.
Well, you created the model really for delivery and service in that space. And frankly, a lot of businesses were playing catch up to be in that space for delivery and pickup. So now that you're kind of moving forward in different spaces here, you've got a lot of engagement in the community. Obviously, I know you're very involved in the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce and in the Scottsdale Charros and in a number of other groups and organizations. How do you see the growth pattern and for the future of Cactus Flower?
I'm very positive on business. I think we will always succeed as long as you're a smart entrepreneur. You can pivot. You can bend the world however way you make it that you need to make it work. We've been super active in the floral community as well as our local community, and we're watching what's going on out there with inflation and energy costs and everything else that are affecting our farms that we buy flowers from Central and South America, Europe, Asia. We're affected by a lot of global economic conditions that we're trying to stay on top of. We're always trying to bring value to our customers as well. So we're doing our best to bring new designs and new flowers and all these things in, but we're also trying to keep our employees engaged and employed and working. So we've got to watch a lot of things. It's not just the Scottsdale world. It's the global economy that we're watching as well.
I certainly understand that. So how many employees does Cactus Flower currently support?
We've got about 50 currently. And then at a holiday time, like in the December, Christmas, Hanukkah time, or the Valentine's Day, or in February, or the Mother's Day time in May, we'll swell to 100, 125 employees. We're still a small business. We're the biggest flower shop in the state, but we also have the biggest heart in the state, so that's good. So we're trying to stay, we try to keep everybody busy, and we're always really staying active. We've got some huge events coming up, too. We have a big super one coming up in February on the 13th.
Heard about that.
It's big football game.
Big football game.
It's super. Super.
So you talked a little bit about supply chain, about the business model of what you have. You are, I think people may not quite understand the magnitude of that engagement. Your materials, your flowers come from all over the world, and you've got supply chain, you've got geopolitical issues, you've got weather issues that may interfere with that, and then you've got inflation. And inflation on top of all of that, with in particular gas prices, with that, how do you manage for that in an environment that's so fluid and really forecast that out? Because you've got you're right, you've got the Super Bowl coming up. You've got Hanukkah and Christmas.
Can we say Super Bowl?
I said Super Bowl. I said it.
Trademark it or okay?
I'm just throwing it out there. Okay. Super Bowl. There it is. I said it. Super Bowl. But you've got all the holidays. Then you've got, of course, the Super Bowl of floral events. You've got Valentine's Day, and then you've got Mother's Day, and Easter Day. So how do you manage for that in an environment that has so many influences that keep you on your toes? Obviously,
yeah, absolutely. We're an artistic business. All of our products are custom made every day for an event that you might be having, whether it be a birthday, anniversary, wedding, funeral, prom, custom made every day. No other business does what we do. We create art every day. But we're also very much a commodity business. So we're bringing in products, like you were saying, from all over the world. Our flowers, we cut them in Central America, and about 4 to 5 days later, they're in our cactus flower stores being sold. So we're kind of like the United Nations. We're bringing flowers in from all over the world, from all these countries. And we're watching, like you said, the geopolitical issues. We're watching who the president is. We're watching where there's uprisings, where there's strikes, fires, earthquakes, volcanoes. All these different things affect our business every single day. And I don't know of any other business in Scottsdale and very many others else in the world that have to look at all these different things and deliver a product with a smile and with an artistic flair every single day. And that's what makes our business so special and very hard to duplicate and very hard to replicate. It's a fun business. It's exciting business, but it does keep you on your toes because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
A lot of moving parts. And I have to say that you not only do it with style and grace, but you do it with creativity. And speaking of creativity, as we look towards the holidays and trends and how you look to that, where do you get that inspiration? Is that things that you see from the industry, or how do you train your artists? Because they really are artists. I mean, when they're building these bouquets and these arrangements, and they're and I'm a customer, so I've got flowers for my wife or my son buying his girlfriend a corsage for a prom or a dance. Where do you get that creativity? How does that flow?
Sometimes you just make it up. But often we're really trained professionals. We've just got the most creative staff in the state. I mean, we've got some great, great people. We educate our employees. We have our, what's called the CFCE, our Cactus Flower Continuing Education Program. So, next week, we're sending, 5 employees to Las Vegas to attend a wedding and event show, learning how other people around the world are doing special events and weddings. We go to gift shows. The continuing education is what keeps people fresh, keeps people excited. If we just kept them in one room and said, keep making clever stuff, they wouldn't be able to do it. So we try to keep people excited about their business, about what they're doing.
And you do a remarkable job in that. And I applaud your organization, always thoughtful, and frankly, Cactus Flower Florist touches the heart, right? Because You are at some of the highest points in people's lives and some of the lowest points in people's lives to help support them and bring a smile and maybe bring some hope and some encouragement. But there's a part of Cactus Flower Florist that I think is particularly interesting in the business environment, because you have so many corporate clients and businesses and office buildings that that rely on you to create atmosphere, to create a quality of life, to create a encouragement. Talk a little bit about how you work with businesses, larger organizations, real estate companies to help lighten up and brighten up their environments.
Absolutely. Like we have a Monday flower program that we have banks, law firms, individuals, all different kinds of businesses, that on Mondays we deliver a fresh arrangement every Monday. Some want flowers just to go in the employees' restrooms or just the break rooms because they know the value of flowers and what it does for your mental health. There's been many studies, Rutgers, Ohio State, a lot of different universities have done some significant studies on how a flower or a plant impacts your life. If you walk in and you see a pencil cup versus a simple flower in a vase, changes your perspective for the day, and it makes it a more pleasant place to work. So our Monday flower program is fantastic because we know that we're helping other companies and their employees stay excited and up for a week that can be kind of a grind. It can be difficult depending on what business you're in. We decorate businesses for Christmas and Hanukkah. We'll bring in arrangements. We'll bring in Christmas trees. We do some. One law firm that we do, we bring in 20 Christmas trees and we decorate them all. And if you could see the employees' joy when they see Christmas coming to their office and that their company cares enough to spend a little bit to make that joy happen every day when they walk in, it's really nice. It's nice to be part of something like that.
Yeah, that's not only a feel good for you all, obviously in the industry, but for those people that are enjoying it and those employees. And I have seen it firsthand at a number of businesses around Scottsdale and the Valley. And again, you're a Valley-wide operation, but luckily we're very thankful you're headquartered in Scottsdale and the legacy that you bring. So your mom, Sharon, and Fred, who founded the business and brought it forward. Now you and your sister, Christina, are operating the business and you're raising your kids in Scottsdale, and potentially we'll see that legacy continue down the road. That's that means a lot, right? Because that's part of what Scottsdale is and what we love to see in the business community is that homegrown, pardon the pun, business.
We're always trying to peddle it forward. the fact that I grew up in the business and I started on a milk crate because I couldn't see above the cash register is not lost on my children, and they love coming into the flower shop. They love sweeping floors or helping out drivers or doing whatever they can. They're a whopping 10 and 13 years old. They can't drive. They can't do some of those things, but they love coming to work. They love earning a paycheck when they do come in. They also love to be helpful humans. And man, if that's we can go through life and raise our children to be helpful humans, that's a one in the win column for that. That's awesome. They don't have to go in the flower business. That's totally fine. They could be in public relations or trash pickup, all the different things that they love. But just to be a good human and do what's right for other people, they enjoy that.
Well, I think I would imagine between your employees and your kids helping with you and your family going out and delivering flowers and bringing joy. Now, I'm going to have to go a little bit to the dark side. Uh-oh. Of the floral
industry.
Here
we go. I knew it was coming.
This is where it gets. We're going to test your metal here. So I'm just going to say this flat out: Bridezilla. You've seen them. You've dealt with them. You're a florist. You've been in the mix. You've been up to your knees in rice paddies with Bridezilla. Give us a couple of Bridezilla stories and how you fixed them.
Well.
And you don't have to name names. Go ahead.
I'll totally name names. We will name drop.
You know, it's like TMZ. We're all good. Let's get it out there.
Heard it here first. So there was a flower company, which I will name because they're out of business now. So we can bag on them. It's called Flowers by Jim and Deb, and they were really busy wedding flower company. They took a lot of deposits from people, and then they closed up shop, and they left all these brides after they paid for their weddings high and dry. Nothing. So we stepped in. We heard what was going on. We stepped in, and Cactus Flower honored everybody's contract with no money up front. And we did all the weddings, mostly for no cost, because they had already paid for them. We're not going to charge them again. And the goodwill, besides the good feelings that gave to us, was so amazing. Our employees initially thought we were bonkers. But it was such a great feeling because we were able to help out. I think we did 40 weddings for free.
Wow.
And we still have some of those brides coming back to us saying, "You saved my wedding day. Thank you so much. And you have a lifelong customer." we have the occasionals. A couple months ago, we had a bride call, very upset. Her groom was caught in an uncompromising position with somebody else.
Now we're talking. This is where the posies hit the road. This is it.
This is where the juice gets loose.
Oh yeah, this is it. This is what we're talking about.
So the flowers are already paid for. He already done. We said, "Well, we'll give you your money back." She's like, "No. I'm having a party."
Yeah, now that is, talk about turning,
and she
turning turned, that frown upside down.
Turned the whole thing. She already had family coming in from all over the world. So she made it a party. We changed, instead of flowers for a wedding, we turned it into a party. And it was fantastic. And our employees loved it. And she loved it. It turned it into a celebration from a very down, upset side. She loved it.
I got to tell you, that type of, that side of the business, and I'm obviously, you know, was joking a bit, but again, you hit the emotional highs and lows with individuals, and life changes and life hits you, and between the weddings and the proms and the funerals and all the other things that you get, you really do touch that emotional chord with people. So I applaud those stories of bridezillas, whether they earned it or whether they just became it by circumstance.
It's a fun business. Oh. I encourage anybody to come out and go out for a day with one of our drivers. Mother's Day is fantastic. You want a huge, uplifting feeling. Go with one of our drivers and deliver flowers for Mother's Day to people. And you could be having the worst day of your life, but you know what? You go walk up to someone's door and hand them flowers, and you say, "Happy Mother's Day." And you can just see the tears welling up in the moms. And it's just a great feeling. We were on TV doing a news spot talking about Mother's Day. And then I went and delivered some flowers because we needed people out there. And I walk up to a lady's house, and she opens the door, and she screams because she thinks the news is going to be there, because she just saw us on the news earlier, and she saw me there. And she was so excited that she thought she had been called and won like some sort of award because I was staying there delivering flowers. I had to break the news to her. She didn't win an award, but she was a great mom, and she was thrilled to death that her kids thought of her and sent flowers.
I think that that says it all.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, and obviously you don't do internships, and maybe you do have drivers that volunteer or help you out. I think that's phenomenal and really cool. What about experientially? Do you have classes? Do you help? Can people get involved and say, "Well, I'd like to"? Maybe it's a bonding program where you want to bring people into a company for the holidays and say, "We're going to have my employees for the holiday party. We're going to create flowers. We're going to create an arrangement." What kind of engagement points do people have to learn or be engaged in that interactive space with your business?
We've got classes That we've been doing classes for 20 plus years, and it's so much fun. People come into our stores, and they learn how to make a flower crown or wearable flowers or a Christmas wreath or many, many different things that we do through our stores. But we started working a new program with Experience Scottsdale. Used to be the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Scottsdale.
Yeah, we had Rachel on not too long ago in the podcast.
Perfect. So she and her crew are trying to come up with some new experiences for visitors to come to Scottsdale, besides golf and tennis, which is great. But they also want to engage people into doing new things. And so we're working with them, and we've created some new classes. And all those are coming onto our website and where you can go there. But we're also, they've pushed us to be a little bit out of the box. So we're going to travel sites and different places and buying ads and trying to be out there. When people say, hey, I want to go to Scottsdale, what do? It's, you go there and they do food tours. They do Segway tours. They do all these different things, but now they can also do flowers. And we can teach them how to do some things. We make a succulent garden that people get to take home with them. It's a lot of fun. We get to share our love for our product and send it back with people. And maybe they're going to go home and talk to their friends and maybe teach them. Spread the love of flowers.
I think that's phenomenal. So we've got just a few more minutes, but I wanted to ask you, celebrities, right? You know, you probably deliver flowers to people. Did you in any way, shape, or form deliver flowers from Tom Brady to Giselle on this breakup? Or give us a little behind-the-scenes celebrity interaction. Who? Cactus Flower Florist, right? I mean, you guys are out there either apologizing or you're offering romance. What is it? Give me something from Cactus Flower, from celebrity status, or maybe some wow thing that you did for an event.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not asking for names here. Not, I mentioned Giselle and Tom Brady, but I'm not, you know, cool. I'm, you know.
So back in the day, we had a delivery to a band. Back if you're old enough, you know, a group called Supertramp. So my sister delivered to Supertramp, and that was pretty awesome for her. That was good. We have delivered on behalf of a group of sisters out of Beverly Hills. Last name begins with K.
Heard about
they're
them.
They're quite popular on Insta and everything else out there. We have some great sports stars that come into our stores and deliver. We send flowers to their moms, to their wives, to their girlfriends, and it's fascinating to watch our employees, how they deal with that. We recently had a local comedian who lives here in town who's very funny. He's got a new movie out. And he walked into our flower shop, and just my millennial employees just lost their mind. It's like, Rob's here. Not Rob. I can't say that out loud. lots of good stuff. We've got some... the locals trust us. The famous people trust us because the locals trust us. And we've been doing this for 50 years, and we do this because we keep everything anonymous. That's why I'm not going to drop a bunch of names.
Yeah, whatever.
But,
fine.
But I do have stories. We'll talk offline. So, we'll go offline.
You know, you've been incredibly gracious to give this much time and talk about your business. I will say that, you know, typically people think of those big holidays, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Hanukkah, Easter, Christmas, those things. But you know what? Flowers make every day. They make every
day. They do.
So
absolutely.
To offer a plant or a flower. And frankly, I know you've got an online presence, and I know you've got, well, luckily for all of us, you've got beer and wine, which winner. Are you kidding me? Golly, how many wonderful moments would I have created if I sent that to my wife instead of flowers? But I will tell you, you are a remarkable organization that has helped not only the Valley and Scottsdale, and brought joy to so many people and supported so many people. But there's not an event that I go to that I don't see Cactus Flower Florists either offering a discount or offering flowers to a number of organizations. So I know how philanthropic you are, which is a reflection that you shared of your mom and your dad on how you and your sisters were raised, and also how you're raising your boys. And thank you for that on behalf of the community.
Absolutely. And, it's 50 years we've been here. How long has the chamber been around?
75, baby. 75. Years. Oh, my golly.
That was a shameless plug.
You're catching up with us a little bit there. Almost. No, 75, baby. 75.
It's a race we'll never win. But when you think about our town of Scottsdale or our state of Arizona, we're so young, and I am so privileged and love the fact that my family chose this town to plant their roots and
I get it.
To blossom here in Scottsdale. Because I can't imagine if I was in Upper Michigan freezing my petals off, it'd be a little rough.
No joy there.
I'm thrilled we're here.
Well, Eric Loma, thank you to you and your family, the entire Loma family, for what you've done and continue to do, and your enthusiasm and support for the quality of life, your engagement and your support. And thank you for being such a big part of the Chamber. I know you serve on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and we're grateful for that, and all of your employees, and thanks to them as well. And I have to say that holidays are coming, so get your orders in. Let's start ordering some of those flowers and gifts, and don't forget the beer and wine. They're bringing those to the game.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
And I have to say thank you really so much to Star Worldwide and Robin. Love you. Thank you so much for being here. Dave, thanks for all your support. And The mayor, Dave Pratt. Never disappoints.
As a young teenager, preteen, growing up with Dave Pratt screaming in the radio, and how much fun that was, and to be sitting in this office and be surrounded by all this Dave Pratt stuff, this is a kid's dream come true.
Oh yeah,
this is awesome.
The mayor, he brought rock and roll to the masses. Yes. Always did. Long live Dave Pratt, the mayor. Eric Loma, Cactus Flower Florist. How do we find you online?
Go to the www, and do cactusflower.com, or just Google us or Safari us or whatever search engine you use. Cactus Flower, your local flower company.
They're awesome. Thanks so much and have a great day. Happy holidays coming up. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for listening to the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast. Business leaders, business topics, local events, and more. Join us next time for the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast on demand 24/7 right here on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.